Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Place to Be Nation pop feed. I am Keithy Langston, and we are rolling along with songs that have fruit in the title. We're not talking about specifically the word fruit, but we're talking about words that are the names of fruit. So, me being a forever fan of this band, how can I not pick the Beatles' Strawberry Fields Forever? So if you want to go ahead and hit the play button, and we will go ahead and watch this official video from the Beatles' YouTube page in 3, 2, 1, go. Now, Strawberry Fields Forever was released on February 13th, 1967, as a double A-side single with Penny Lane. Now, it was not officially released on an album, but much to the band's displeasure, it was then included on their Magical Mystery Tour LP when it was released in the U.S. Now, this is a departure from the group's previous singles and a novel listening experience for the contemporary pop audience. While the song initially divided and confused music critics with this group's fans, it provided highly influential on their emerging psychedelic genre, and its accompanying promotional film is similarly recognized as a pioneering work in the medium of music video, which is, I believe, this is the one that we have here. So I don't think it was just a remade video for newer audience. I believe this is the actual film that came out with the single. The Beatles were big on doing that. They were also big on making movies where based off of their albums. So that's kind of cool. There was actually Strawberry Field in Liverpool was a Salvation Army home where John Lennon used to go. He had fond memories of this place that inspired this. And in 1984, Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono, donated $375,000 to the home. John's Aunt Mimi, who he spoke about often, didn't like John going to the Strawberry Fields as it was basically an orphanage, and she thought that that would lead John astray. But John liked going there because, having lost his father and later his mother, he felt a kinship to the lads. When John and his aunt would argue about his going, he would often reply, "What are they going to do, hang me?" Right there, thus the line, "Nothing to get hung about." In America, to be hung up is to be worried about something, so many U.S. listeners thought the line meant it was nothing to get hung up about, but it was hung about. So, interesting. You know, it's in the movie Yesterday, which was put out a few years ago, and it's regarding a man who he gets involved in a car accident. I think he gets hit by a bus, and he wakes up, and the Beatles never existed. And one of the things that I found really cool was that they actually go back to Liverpool, and he goes to Strawberry Fields, because in Liverpool today, Strawberry Fields is an actual fan site, you know, that they have kind of as like a historical site. And in the movie, it's just a regular, I think the house is just an old decrepit house. So it was kind of cool that they actually mentioned that in that movie as well. So it was pretty cool. Now, there's a really interesting thing that a lot of people thought about at the end, whereas a distorted voice at the end sounds like, "I buried Paul," which fueled rumors that Paul McCartney was dead. Even to this day, people still think that the Paul McCartney that we have now is a replacement Paul McCartney. The voice is actually John Lennon saying cranberry sauce. Over the end credits of the Simpsons episodes Doe in the Wind, you can hear Homer saying, "I buried Flanders," in a reference to this. And there is, a memorial in Central Park, there's a memorial in Central Park called Strawberry Fields. It's across from the Dakota, which was the building in New York City where John Lennon lived and where he was shot. So people can go to Strawberry Fields in New York in Central Park to kind of, and it's kind of like a, memorial site almost for John. People will go there and they'll put pictures of the band or they'll put things down there for people to have. So kind of neat. But that is Strawberry Fields Forever. Great tune from the Beatles. And just to kind of give you some, because I know you like to hear at least like where it ended up peaking and things like that. It went all the way up to number 2 in the UK, all the way up to number 8 in the US Billboard Hot 100. But it did reach number 1 in Sweden, Norway, the Netherlands, and also Belgium and Australia. So just to keep it in mind that the Beatles were massive hits all over the world. They would put out hits. But it did have a silver certification. So it went silver in the United Kingdom, which is 200,000 certified hits, certified sales. And it also had 200,000 sales in Japan, but Japan, I guess, doesn't have that certification in there, so it never really had that. But that is the Beatles, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. So thank you so much for joining me today on the Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day, and stay tuned for us for the rest of the week as we explore more songs out there that have types of fruit in the title. So thank you so much for joining, and we'll talk to you real soon. Okay, bye-bye.